Yevholden daf nun zayin. Just the last Gemara again was the Maisa was that achta ed Rami bar Chama having also l'Rav Avia. That Rami bar Chama's sister was married to Rav Avia. And nirchas ksuba also, she lost her ksuba. After they got married, she lost it. His also came with Rav Yosef. She came with front of Rav Yosef. Oh malu. So he's like she asked. So he asked, what should I do? I lost my ksuba. So he said, Hoch yom Rav Yudam Shmuel. That zu divir Rabbi Meir. This is what Rabbi Meir before said, that if you make a ksuba less than the value, it's like a bias nus. Avrachomim oimrim, ma'asho oda, mesishto ishtayim, v'shol ishona b'lei ksuba. Rachomim say you're allowed to live with your wife 2 or 3 years, even though you don't have a ksuba. So kids, you see, even though you lost your ksuba, it's not so gefelich. You can still stay married with her for 2 or 3 years. But Omalei Abaye, Abaye said back, I b'omar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said though, Omar Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Meir b'gzer oisav, that no, we pass him like Rav Meir when he makes a gzera. And here it's Rav Meir's gzera, that you have to make a ksuba at least 200, you can't make it less. And therefore, if she lost a ksuba, she's also to stay to live with her husband. And that's halacha. And the Gemara says, Yehocha, if so, zil kosav lo. That's the halacha, that if you lost your ksuba, you have to write the ksuba over again. You're not allowed to live with your wife if you lost your ksuba. If she lost the ksuba. But all they have to do is just write it over again. The Gemara ki yosi Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came, Omer Reb Shimon ben Pazi. He said over the name of Reb Shimon ben Pazi. That Omer Reb Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Bakapora. So Kitzur Rav Dimi said over that Reb Shimon ben Pazi said over the name of Yeshua ben Levi, the name of Bakapora. That the machloikis we had before, Rashi says, between Reb Yehuda and Reb Yosi. Rashi says, what the Yom Reb Yehuda al peh lav tenoyu. Reb Yehuda before said that the Baal could give his wife 200 in the ksuba, and she makes a tenai as if she received 100, that's only if it's written down in the ksuba itself. But al peh, that was Reb Yehuda's swore before, that you'd be masna mashkosim mit the Rabbonin, so tenai is bottle. The Rabbonin made a chizik l'divrayim, you can't make a tenai in a milsim mit the Rabbonin. That's what Reb Yehuda hold. And Reb Yosi before said, no, Reb Yosi said, even a tenai be al peh helps. Even the tenai for ksuba, Reb Yosi in the last brisa said, you can make a tenai be al peh. So now they're saying, machlokes, when is there a machlokes? If the Isha makes the tenai be al peh, is it chal or not? B'tchila. Only at the beginning of the chuppah. I will be safe at the end. We'll soon see it in Maskana. What it means is, if that's by the end of the bia, after the husband lives with her, then the divriya kol eidah mechelis. According to everybody, once he lived with his wife already, then she's not mechel the ksuba anymore. Then Baal Peh, for sure, a tenai could not help, and the only way you can make a tenai then is if you write it in the ksuba itself. That's the way Rav Dimi said. Now, for Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan said no, that bein bezu machlokes. The machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yosi is by both cases, betchila and basoif. So the Gemara says like this, Omer Rabbi Avuah said that l'didi mifarshile minedi Rabbi Yechanan. I was told that I was explained by Rabbi Yechanan that Rabbi Yechanan said like this, that the Yanov Yabishua ben Levi loy paginin, lahadodi. Shnod, there's no real machlokes. Even though Rabbi Yechanan said they argue in both cases betchila and basoif, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said they only argue at the beginning, not at the end, still Rabbi Yechanan said we don't really argue. Why not? Because we're talking about two different cases. My betchila to come Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. What's the case of betchila that Yeshua ben Levi said it's a machlokes? That means tchilas chupa. At the beginning of the chupa, tchilas chupa, that's where there's a machlokes. If an isha makes a tenai bar peh to take off from the money of the ksuba, is the tenai chalanat. Or my soif, what did Yeshua mean to say but at soif there's no machlokes? Soif bia. That means after the husband lived with his wife, after they had bia the first night of the nisuyin, then already everybody agrees she can't be meichel anymore. It doesn't mean nothing. Once they had bia for sure, like she accepted the ksuba already, like the chi of ksuba is chal already, and now she can't be meichel only if she writes it down in the shtar ksuba. So, Saif Bia, that's what Rabbi Yeshua ben Shimon, that's Rabbi Shimon Levi meant. Now, the Chikamina, no, Rabbi Yechanan says, now when did I say that no, there's a machlokes, both cases, Chikamina, no, bein bezu machlokes, that Tchilas Chupa v'Saif Chupa. All I meant to say is that Ho and Ho means at the beginning and at the end. What's the beginning? The beginning of Chupa.
And what end do I mean? Not the end of the Biyah, but the end of Chuppah. To he, all that is, Tchilas Biyah. That's only the beginning of the Biyah. So, B'kitzah, there's no Machlekes here. They both agree, Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that the Machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi is at the time from the beginning of the Chuppah until the end of the Chuppah, which is the beginning of the Biyah. There's a Machlekes if the Isha makes a Tanai Ba'peh, to say that she already received $100 of the ksuba, is that Tanai good or not? But everybody agrees that, like Rabbi Yechanan says, b'saif biya, after the husband already lived with his wife, b'saif biya, then there's no machlekes. Everybody agrees she can't be meichel anymore. For sure we say she doesn't mean to be meichel, or the chiyuv ksuba is already chal, and then she has to mamish write it down in the shtar, a real receipt. If she wants to give up the money, she has to write it down in a receipt. But by pay everybody holds, then it doesn't help. So the kid said, it's coming out, really there's no machlekes. Everybody agrees, besides Bia, that they all agree she can't be meichel anymore. Our pair doesn't help anymore. The only time there's a machlekes is before the end of the Bia. At the chuppah, at the end of the chuppah. That's the way Rav Dimi said over the Maisa. Now the Gemara says, Ki Yossi Ravin, when Ravin came though, Omri said like this, that Rav Shimon ben Pazi Yomar, Rav Yeshua ben Levi Mishum Bakapora. The same thing. Rav Dimi says that Rav Shimon ben Pazi said over there, Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Bakapora, that again, the Machloikis. Where is the Machloikis of Rav Yehuda that says the Isha can make a Tanai Ba'peh? And Rav Yossi says she couldn't make a Tanai Ba'peh? Lipsaif. The only time there's a Machloikis is at the end. Different than we had before. Avo Betchila, at the beginning, Divri Hakla Mechelis. At the beginning, everybody holds yes, the Tanai does help. Even Rav Yehuda agrees that if she makes it tonight at the beginning of the chuppah, to say like as if I received $100 already, she could make such a tonight, and it comes out really all the husband knows are just $100. That's where Rav Dimi learned the machlekes. For Rav Yechanan, and Rav Yechanan says no, that bein bezu machlekes. That no, even at the beginning, also there's still the machlekes. So it's a little bit different the way Rav Dimi said before. This is Ravin. So Ravin is saying over a little bit different than Rav Dimi said before. Rav Dimi before said that at the beginning is the machlokes, but at the end there's no machlokes. And Ravin is saying just the opposite, that at the beginning there's no machlokes, and the whole machlokes is only at the end. Now again, Omer Rav Avua says that Lididi, to me, Meforshi li mined Rabbi Yechanan, I was explained by Rabbi Yechanan that what is he arguing on Rabbi Shua ben Levi? He's saying like this. And Rabbi Yechon himself said, we're not really arguing one on the other, even though we're saying different things, because we're not talking about the same thing. My lib says to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, where's the besoif that Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, that there is a machlokes? It means soif chuppah. It means the end of chuppah, that's where there's a machlokes. Oh my tchila, tchilas chuppah. Where does he say there's no machlokes at all? Tchilas chuppah. At the beginning of the chuppah, this is Ravin's chiddush, that at the beginning of the chuppah, everybody agrees she could make it tonight. And the only time is the machlekes is at the end of the chuppah. V'chikama, no, when does Rav Yechanan say that bein bezu machlekes? What do I mean that both at the beginning and both at the end of something, there's still the machlekes if the isha can make it tonight, ba'peh or not? I'll tell you what I'm talking about is tchilas biya v'soif biya. I'm talking about after chuppah. In other words, everybody agrees that at the beginning of the chuppah, before that, Avada the Isha could make a Tanai Ba'peh. Before she has chuppah, or even at the beginning of the chuppah, she can make a Tanai that she only wants to receive 100, and as if she received already 100. Where is the machlekes? From after the chuppah onwards, Zai the beginning of Bia, Zai the end of Bia. There's the machlekes. So Rabbi Yehuda says an Isha can't make a Tanai anymore about her. It's called the Bimasna Mashakosim with the Rabbonin. The Rabbonin said that the husband has a chiyuv to give his wife $200 for the ksuba, and he can't make a Tanai less than that. And if you make a Tanai less than that, you'd be mevatel within the Rabbonin, and the Rabbonin made a chizik to the rain we had before that you can't do it, only if you write it down as a receipt. Rabbi Yossi says no, even within the Rabbonin, still she can make a Tanai. So it comes out, there's no machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. But it comes out, it's a machlekes Rav Dimi and Ravin, exactly what did they say? Now, Omer Rav Papa, Papa says like this, Ilav the Omer Rav Avua. If it wouldn't have been for what Rav Avua said, according to both Pshatim, that Rav Avua was the one that said over, L'didimi, Farshalei, Menedu, Rabbi Yechanan, the Anov, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Le Paginan, Ahadodi. Ravin, Rabavua was the one that told us this chiddush in both lashonis, that Rabavua said, I heard over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that we don't really argue. There's no machlekes, these amaroyim between Rabbi Yochanan and Shur ben Levi. There's no machlekes. That's the way Rabavua is saying. So Rapapa said, Ishno, if Rabavua would have not said this, Amino, I would have said better that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shur ben Levi pligi. I would have said, no, there is a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Shur ben Levi. There is a machlokes, it's a machlokes Amaroyim. When is the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehudi? That's what I would have said. Amino, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shur ben Levi pligi. Rav Dimi, V'Rovin le pligi. But I would have said rather the opposite way, that Rav Dimi and Rovin, those two Amaroyim don't argue. My soif to come a Ravin. What does Ravin, when he said that the soif, there's the machlokes, he means soif chupa. Oh, my tchilat to come a Ravdimi. Where's the tchilat that Ravdimi said also there's a machlokes? Tchilas biya. So that's what Abaye would have said. Abaye would have said rather no, that Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Rabbi Yechanan do argue. The two Amaroyim do argue. And just Ravin and Ravdimi, they're saying the same thing. But now the Rabavua said, not like that, like a bias talk. If you tell me that's what Rabbi Yochanan himself told you, I can't argue on it. So Mara says now, Umayka Mashulun, if so, what does Abaye mean to tell us? Like, Mayn Afkamina. Now that Rabavua already said this over already, Mayn Afkamina, what's the difference? My Kamashman, what is he teaching us? So Mara says, Ho Kamashman, this is what he's teaching us. The Pligi Treya Miroi. At time of the Nafshayu, it's always better to say, two Amaroyim argue. That's normal. Rabbi Yochanan could hold one shita, and Rabbi Shua ben Levi could hold another shita. That's a normal thing. Each one can have their own shita. We always have, a whole Shas is full of machlokes in Amaroyim. You could always have a machlokes Amaroyim. At time of the Nafshayu, then it's good. Like, neither of them are saying sheker. Rabbi Yochanan holds one shita, and Rabbi Shua ben Levi holds another shita. That's the whole Shas is like that. Rather than saying, two Amaroyim argue, what did the other Amaroyim say? In other words, the way Rabavu is saying, it's a machlokes Rav Dimi and Ravin, what did Rav Yechanan say? So that's not such a good thing to say. Because now, between Ravin and Rav Dimi, one of the two is making a mistake. If two Amaroyim argue, what did the other Amaroyim say? So one of these two is making a mistake. This Amar is saying, this is the way they said it. And this one is saying, no, this is the way they said it. Well, let's see, which way did they say it? So one of the two Amaroyim is making a mistake like. So that's not such a good thing to say. That's what Abaye wants to tell us. He would rather say that it's the Machlokes Amaroyim themselves. Rabbi Yeshua holds, this is my Shita. And Rabbi Yechon holds, this is my Shita. That's good. Amaroyim could argue one against the other. Rather than saying no. There's no the way Rabavu is saying now. There's no machlekes Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yochanan. Where is the machlekes between Rabavin and Ravina, Rabavin and Ravdimi? What did those Amaroyim say over? Such a bissel modna that Amaroyim now will be machulik. What did other Amaroyim say? So they're coming out. One of these two Amaroyim is saying a shekel like. They're not saying the emes. That's what Rapapa is teaching us. It's better to say that two Amaroyim argue head on one on the other. There's no sheker there. He holds one shita, he holds another shita. Rather than saying there are other two Amaroyim arguing what the first two Amaroyim saying. So it's an argument, what did they say? They can't be the opposite ways. Obviously only one is the truth. So you're coming out one thing is wrong, it's not so good to say that way. So at the Mishnah. Noisnin lebesula shnei masachodesh. In Bisman HaGemara, they used to make Erisin first, make Kedushin, and then they used to wait 12 months until they made the Nesuyin. So Lachar is, Noistin Labsuli, you give a Besul the girl. A Besul is Mashkris only, she's a Nar also. That you give her 12 months. Mishetova HaBaal. Mishetova HaBaal, after the Baal tells her to get ready for the Nesuyin. So look at Rashi of the Chiddush. Rashi says, Noisin Labsula. Zaman l'knisas l'chupa. We tell the girl, prepare yourself now to get ready for the chupa. Miyoyim shetova habal, when the husband tells her to get ready for the chupa. Li'acha shekitcha, after the husband married her. As it was Manachazal, first the husband made kedushim with his wife. And then it could be a week or 2 weeks later, he goes out with his wife and tells them, start preparing now, get your makeup, get your jewelry ready for the chuppah. Lahazira liske chuppah, lochin tachshiteho. That now you give your wife 12 months to get ready, to get all the jewelry, all the makeup ready. That was the minik. So that's the Mishnah saying, Noistin Lapsula, the husband has to give his wife, Shnei Masa Chodesh, 12 months. Mishatova Habal, when the husband tells her to get ready for the chuppah, Lefarnes Asatzma, to take care of herself. Rashi Batachitin, she has to take care of herself now to get her money, to get her jewelry. And these 12 months, she still lives in her father's house, and she has to get ready with the jewelry. Now, the Mishnah says, Kshem Shanois Elisha, the same way we tell the lady to prepare herself, Kach Noistin Leish, Lefanesh Asatzmoy. We also tell the man to start preparing himself now to Lefanesh Asatzmoy. Rashi says, Vitzor Chesud Vechupa. There's Lan Ikra Dinah, the Gemara, the man, the Chosin has to pay for the Chasna. He has to pay for the Suda. So we tell the Chosin now, in 12 months from now, you're going to make a big chuppah. It costs a lot of money. So go prepare yourself now. Make sure you can have the money for the Suda, and you'll have the Tzor Chesud. Uli Almona, in the case where you're marrying an Almona, that she already was married once, or she already has a tachshitim, or she knows what she needs, is shloshim yom. All you have to have is just 30 days. Now, the first mission holds, Hegiyazman. They set upon the date 12 months from now, Rosh Chodesh Adar, that's when the chosin is supposed to make the nesuin. Supposed to take it to the chuppah. They made up a date now, that in 12 months from now, Rosh Chodesh Adar, they're going to make the nesuin. And Hegiyazman, it came Rosh Chodesh Adar, v'loy nisu. And the Gemara's Madaik and the Dav Gimel were talking about the Dav Beis that the husband didn't want to make the chuppah. The husband stopped it. He got chicken, or he wanted another week. He cooled off a little bit. If the Lacha, the Mishnah Rishon holds, Oicheles Mishloi. From then on, the husband has to start feeding her. Oicheles Mishloi, she has the right teeth from the husband's pocket. V'yecheles Petruma. If the husband is a Kohen, from now on she's allowed to eat Truma. Even though midiraisa of the locher is when a kohen marries a wife, as soon as he gets married to her, she can eat truma. But midrabbanan though, kol zaman is only eris since she's at her father's house, she can't eat truma. But here we hold, once it comes the time when the husband was supposed to make nisuyin, and even though he didn't make it, still she's allowed to eat truma now. This is what the Mishnah Rishonah holds. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Tarfon says, noistin lo hakel truma. When the husband's supposed to feed her now, if the husband's a kohen, he has a right to feed her only truma. Or is it cheaper for the kohen? That's Rav Tarfon's chiddush. If the husband wants to give her a mazonos, he could only feed her truma. Even though when she's in nida, when she's tamei, she can't eat truma. So he could tell her tough, I'm only giving you truma. Rabbi Akiva Raimano, nothing doing. Mach tzachun, mach tzatruma. When the husband supports his wife, if he's a kohen, true, he could give her half truma. Because when she's Tyra, she can eat the truma. But when she's a nida, she can't eat the truma. So therefore, you also have to feed a chulin, she'll have what to eat when she's a nida. Now the Mishnah says, Hayavim. In a case when one brother dies without children, and his wife falls to the second brother, is Einay Macha B'truma. Even though they're both Kahanim, the second, she's only a Bas Yisrael. So when the first husband dies, she can't eat truma anymore, even though she's zokuk liyibum, until the yavama, the yavim, makes yibum. But before he makes the yibum, shemeres liyavim can't eat truma. And he lets chiddush now. Let's say, by the first husband, they had erisin, and she was waiting, she had 6 months waiting, till they made the nesuyin. Veshisha chadosh mefnei yavim. And now the husband died, and the next 6 months, she was shemeres yavim. Still, the Yavim does not feed her truma. Va'afilu kula mefnei ha'bal, even if she was 11 months by the Baal. Chosa yemechad, only missing one more day. And then her first husband died, and now she's b'fnei ha'yavim, and yemechad b'fnei ha'yavim, and now even though one more day was by the Shemeres Yavim, still she does not eat truma. Chiddush is the Shemeres Yavim, the Yavim, calls the man, he doesn't marry her, make a Yavim, it's not really his wife, it's his brother's wife, he doesn't have, she can't eat truma, or he doesn't have to support her yet. Oy kulam afnei yavim, or else the chiddush is even now 12 months, kamat she's a shmeres yavim. Chasa yemechen, excluding one day, b'fnei abal, only one day she's still from the husbands, in the locher is ein achelis b'truma. She does not eat truma. The Gemara will explain what the chiddushim of all these cases are. But that's the chiddush here though, that when an isha, when a husband dies, even though the brother has to be miyavim her, and a year goes by and the yavim doesn't make yibum yet, and there's a shemeres yavim the whole time, there's no halacha that she eats truma because of the yavim. only when the Yavam marries her next to Yibum, then it's his wife, then she eats Truma. But before the Yavam makes a Maisa Yibum, Shemeris Yavam alone, the Zika is not enough to let her eat Truma. It's not called Kinyin, Kasper of the Kain yet. Now the Mishnah itself says, Zu Mishnah Rishoina. This is the Halacha of the first Mishnah. In other words, this is the way the Tanoim at first held. First they held this Takana, that when a wife waited the 12 months, and now the husband didn't want to make the Nisuyin, he has to feed her, and if he's a Kohen, she can eat Truma. But Beis Din Shel Achrayim Amru, afterwards, the later generation, the next door, the Beis Din Shel Achrayim, the next Beis Din decided, no, Amru, they said, Halacha, and this is the Halacha L'maisa, that Ein or Isha Echeles B'Truma, Achetikonis L'Chupa. There's no such Takona. That even though the husband pushes off the Nisuyin, pushes off the Chupa, she can't eat Truma. She could only eat Truma, or she only gets fed from the husband when they have the chuppah. But before they have the kinyan nisuyin, even though the 12 months are up, the time was there, and the husband didn't do it yet, he does not have to feed her. That's the Mishnah Achreina. We'll see in the Gemara why. Now the Gemara says, how do we know there's such a ninyin to let your wife 12 months prepare herself for the chuppah? As the Mishnah says, that was still true, that they used to make Kedusha now, Erisin, and then you give your wife 12 months' time to prepare herself, to get herself ready for the Nisuyin. So, Minan Emili, how do we know this a year's time? Omer Rav Chizda, the Yom HaKorot Apostolic, says, Vayomer Achia V'yima, Teshev Hanari Itano Yomim Ayosar, by Rivka. That when Eliezer went to get Rivka, so Eliezer's, Rivka's parents, love and said, that let them stay, Teshev Anara, let her stay with us, Yomim. We'll soon see what that means, 1 year. Or else, Oyasar, or else at least 10 months. The Marmai Yomim. What does it mean that first they told Eliezer, we wanted to stay here 1 day, Zmashma. And if you don't let us stay 1 day, then let us stay 10 days. Shred the Gemara, Ilayma, Tre Yomi. If you want to say Yomim, means like 2 days, that first the parents said, let Rivka stay with us at least 2 days. And then, since Eliezer said no, they said, well, let us stay 10 days. For the Gemara, that doesn't make sense. That doesn't make any sense. The Gemara, Mishtoi in Shehochi, the people talk like this. Amru le'chirayimi, amalu lai. That the parents told Eliezer, let Rivka stay with us 2 days. And Eliezer said, nothing doing, I have to take her back to my Odin Avram Avinu, to get married to Yitzchak, I have to take her back. So that's what Eliezer answered back. Is it normal then, that the parents should say back, Amru le'chirayimi? Then they should say, well, let's see, maybe she should stay 10 days. You don't talk that way. At first you asked for 2 days, and they said, no, you don't ask for 10 days. You can ask for half a day for an hour, but not for 10 days. Ella, so what's the pshan, the posik, that they said, first they asked, let us stay with us, yomim. And then they said, if you don't agree for that, at least also, Ella ma yomim shona. What they meant to say is, let us stay with us for a year. In other words, true, we're maskim Rivka should get married to Yitzchak Avinu, but we want her first to prepare herself a full year. So you see, there's such a minig that you prepare yourself a full year before you have the Nisuin. The Yechzid is a pasuk in Bayikra that says, Yomim Tia Gulosai, that Yom Baigula, when you sell your fields and you want to buy it back, you can buy it back for 1 year. Yomim over there means a full year. You have a full year to buy back the property that you sold. So the kids, so you see, a Lashon of Yomim sometimes means a full year. So here, then it's very good. That first the parents said, let us stay with us for a year. And he said, nothing doing. Then they said, Ayasa, but I call upon him, let us stay 10 months. He also said, nothing doing. Fred Gemara, V'yayim Chodesh, maybe no. Maybe Yom means a month. Maybe they only ask for it to stay a month. Maybe there's only an Indian to prepare yourself for Nisuyin 1 month and not more than a month. Where's the Rai here? They meant to prepare himself for a full year. Maybe Yom means a month. Because there is a passing in Bamidbar that says, Ad Chodesh Yomim. It says Chodesh Yomim means the days of a month. So you see, a month is called days. Chodesh Yomim. So maybe here when they said, Teshev Hanari Tonu Yomim, Ayasa, maybe Yomim means a Chodesh. And then also, Ayasa would be good, or else 10 days. So maybe that's all they wanted. That Rivka should stay with them another month. So that's all you need to prepare yourself, was only 1 month. Where's the Rai here? It means a year. And the Mar'amri, I'll tell you like this. Donin yomim stam mi yomim stam. In the pasuk by Rivka, the pasuk says yomim. And by Gula, where it talks about a year, it says yomim tiye gulasai. It says just the word yomim by itself. So we have a proof that the word yomim by itself means a year. V'yein donim yomim, stam, mi yomim shener b'hem chodesh. Don't bring me a proof on the pasuk in Bamidbar Aleph that there it says ad chodesh yomim. True, it says the word yomim, but there it says the word chodesh. It doesn't say the word yomim by itself. So we're bringing we want to know what's the pshat on the pasuk by Rivka that it says yomim by itself. So we find another pasuk in Vayikra that says yomim tiyegulasai, the word yomim by itself. So we'd rather learn out the word yomim from the word yomim that it means the complete year, than rather learning out from the word ad chodesh yomim that it shouldn't mean a month, because there it doesn't say the word yomim by itself, but rather it says chodesh yomim. So if what's more mistaken to say yomim means a full year. This is like the esmachta that there's such an inyan to let your wife prepare herself 12 months before you make nisuyin. Amar Rabbi Zera. Zera said this. Tano, ketano. We learned like this. Ketano, bein hi, bein aviya, yecholom lakif. In the case of a ketano, trashi yecholom lakif means, linos sayat shetagdol. In a case where a man married a ketano, he made erison with her. So the locher is, bein he, she herself, or else a father could tell the chosn, I don't want you to make nisun yet. I don't want you to live with my daughter yet, until she becomes the gedolah. Like even though by normal person, by normal kala, the most she should wait is 12 months. After that, you're not allowed to push it off. But if she's a ketana, and they want to wait until she becomes the gedolah, that you're allowed to wait. That's what the braisa says. So Mara says, Bishleim ihi, I understand that she herself, this ketana, this young girl, like she got herself into trouble here while she got married, but she doesn't want to get herself into more trouble. She doesn't want to have the student to live with the man yet. She's a girl. She's a young kid. His Motsi Makfa, I can understand, she says she's not ready for it yet. She doesn't want to have a Nisuyin, she doesn't want to live with the man yet. So we could understand that the Ketana thought, I'll make Kedusha now, Nisuyin, another 5 years, and I'll become a Gedolah, I'll have Nisuyin. So she could push it off, that's good. For the Gemara though, but Aviyah, my Nafkala Minei, what's the difference about the father? Why should the father stop it? Mamanashach, his daughter got married already. So let them have Nisuyin, like if she wants to, why should the father stop it? Samara says no. And the more yes, there is a svar why the father should be able to stop it. Because Savari, the father thinks like this. Hashta la yoda. She's a young kid. She's 8 years old, 9 years. She doesn't know what she's getting herself into. So she'll be masking now to make Nisuyin to live with the man. But Lamar Chamimrida, but I know my daughter that next day, the next week, she'll become my reddest. She'll say, I can't take you anymore. I don't want to be with you anymore. V'nafka, and she'll go out. V'yasiya v'nofiloyu. You know what's going to happen to her? She'll come back to the father's house. The father will have to start feeding her again. So male, the father will have to be a chacham now to say, nothing doing. I don't want my daughter to come back to me. I want the husband to take care of him. And I know that she's not ready for the nisuyin yet. So that's the svara the father has the right to say, she's too young yet to make the nisuyin. I want you chosin to wait until she comes to gedolah. That's a good taina. The chosin has to listen to the father also. Omer Rabbi Avo Abba Bar Levi, ein poiskin ala ketana liyasiya kishikatana. Ein poiskin, Rashi says, means ein poiskin, that we don't make shiduchim, or we don't make up for a ketana that she should make nisuyin when she's a ketana. It's not a right thing to do. Kolzaman, the girl is a ketana, she's not 12 years old yet, don't talk about nisuyin. Mashma kedushin alone you could talk about, but not about nisuyin. But you could talk about a ketana now, make shiduchim at least, that the nisuyin will be when she becomes a gedolah. Rashi learns, and if the Rashi learns, avo poiskin means v'davka b'loy kedushin, enechnami, only without kedushin. Like you're allowed to make shiduchim. If you have your girl that's 7 years old, 8 years old, you can make shiduchim for her. You can find a good chosin and make up that in 5 years from now you'll marry her. No. Av Rashi b'kedushin b'ketanas loy achetagdol. The Torah of Pliny only writes, it's not such a good thing to do though to let your young girl, your young daughter, get married, even though the father could do it. No matter how she could be 1 day old, the father has the right to marry her off. But mashma is not such a nice thing to do. That you shouldn't do. But you're allowed to make shidduchim now, like to know who eventually she will get married to. But the more pshita, like why not? What are they doing wrong? Pshita. But now the time I would have thought, leichas dilma, miley pachta mehashta v'cholsha. If the poor girl, she gets a shidduch now, she's 7 years old, and she knows that she has to marry this man, she'll get sick right now. Dilma, Mount Lechish, Dilma Maila Pata, she'll become very afraid right now when she starts thinking about getting married. V'choshen, she gets weak from that. So maybe you're not allowed to do it to her either. You're not allowed to make a shidduch for your young 7-year-old girl. Yes, Kamashmala, no, we're not afraid of that. That you are allowed to make a shidduch for your young girl. As long as you set the date for the Nisuyin when she's 12 years old. After which comes the Gedolah.
All right, I know.